From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Eurostar trains traveling between Britain and France were stopped for several hours overnight because of suspicions that illegal migrants were blocking the tracks. It's one of the latest developments in Europe's migration crisis. Meanwhile, hundreds of passengers were furious and angry after Tuesday night delays, which affected five Paris to London trains. Meanwhile, Tuesday, the International Organization for Migration said more than 350,000 migrants have made the perilous journey across the Mediterranean this year. A spokesman for the United Nations Refugee Agency, Babar Balouk, spoke to VOA and says all countries need to do their part in dealing with the crisis.
All the countries on the way have their own responsibilities in terms of how to deal with these people. So they need to be received better, treated humanly and with dignity.
The 28-member EU plans to hold emergency talks on the issue on September 14th. Thailand's military junta and police are speaking of significant progress in their investigation of last month's bombing of a Bangkok shrine. That bombing left 20 people dead and wounded more than 120 others. The authorities are talking about a foreign man arrested at Thailand's border with Cambodia. The top police spokesman made the announcement on a broadcast by Thailand's military junta that aired at noon on Wednesday. Gunmen wearing military uniforms kidnapped 18 Turkish workers Wednesday in Iraq's capital. Those workers are employed by a construction company, Nur al Insat, that's constructing a soccer stadium. There's no indication as to who the kidnappers are or their motive. This is VOA News.